Goaltenders, welcome to the Elite Goalies Lockbox. My name is Pasco Valena, and I'm going to talk to you a little bit about game awareness and a subject called between whistle routines. Now, this might be a little bit more information than what some of the younger Adam or Pee Wee goaltenders need, but as you get into bantam, midget, definitely junior, NCAA, and of course minor professional, these are a part of your daily job, your daily routine to become the best goaltender you possibly can be. Goalies are always looking for the edge, and Mike and myself and the rest of the EG faculty have decided we're not going to hold anything back. We want to make sure that we give you the full, true pro experience. So this is one of those routines that we're going to talk to you a little bit about, and you can always have in your lockbox to refer back to. Every face-off deserves your utmost attention to detail, because a split second on autopilot can change the entire game. Things like, who is on the ice for your team? Who is on the ice for the opposition? What does the face-off configuration look like? Is it favoring a crash to your net, or is it favoring winning the puck back to a very powerful, high-scoring defenseman on their team? Are you even strength or on the power play, or are you killing off a penalty? Is your team at the end of a very, very long shift that they were forced to stay on for another shift because they missed the opportunity to change? These are key critical situations in a hockey game that you're going to have to read into on a regular basis, and all within just a matter of seconds. A simple routine for goaltenders would be to do something like this. When the whistle blows with the line change, identify the face-off location immediately and where you're going to be standing right away. Immediately recognize key players on the opposition, and that's done through pre-scouting before you go to this game. So for example, let's say you looked at their stats before the game and you identify that number 6 is their big defenseman that scores the majority of their goals on the power play. He's got 7 goals and 6 assists. He's likely going to be the go-to defenseman if you see him at the point. The second guy you see out there is number 15. He's the centerman and he's the leading scorer. He's got 10 goals and 1 assist. Clearly, he is the guy that they're going to send the puck to finish things off. And number 17 has got the most assists on their team. He's got 10 assists and only 1 goal, so clearly he's the playmaker. When you're looking at these types of things, it plays a huge role in identifying the strengths and weaknesses of the opposition and how you can remind your team to play against these guys. Then, once you've identified their guys, you're going to be looking at seeing, is it your first line that's on the ice competing against these number 1 guys, or is it your fourth line competing against these guys? And reminders that when that puck comes toward you, you want to give your team the best opportunity to recover it. I call all shots on goal a willed transition by the opposition. They're literally trying to trade an opportunity to shoot for a goal. And in trade, if they do miss, they're literally giving the puck to your hockey team. So a couple of important tips, and these are really for advanced goaltenders at this point, but I want to touch bases, and I certainly will touch bases on this on a video review for the Lockbox in the future. But here's a couple of key tips. All shots that are off the ice must be caught, smothered, deflected in control. So if they're on the outside shots, they're against the boards on the half wall, above the top of the circle, anything off the ice should be caught, controlled, and smothered. Anything that's on the ice and it's between your skates or between your gloves and is definitely on the ice, you want to redirect the puck, deflect, or you want to elevate the puck, especially if it's headed toward the weak side. Number 3, elevated rebound control redirect should always be elevated if possible. Weak side rebounds should always be elevated, and simply because you don't want to make that save with your pad that you've sealed nicely on the ice and put the puck back onto a stick on an overload. Very, very important things. And number 4, short side elevation is possible. So that means when a shot's along the ice and you elevate the puck off the ice, you want to make sure that puck is going to stay on the short side. If it does go behind the net, that's something that we don't want to do, because when the puck's behind the net, they rob you of your ability to challenge, because you're up against the goal line and that opens up a lot of net space. So those are a couple of key critical situations, but just have game awareness. Next time you play against a team, take a look at their stats. See who their number 1 and number 2 guy is, and every time they're on the ice, just try to make a conscious decision to know that they're out there. I remember going through junior hockey and going, God, this guy scored 2 goals on me and I had no idea. Well, now I do. And that's something that we want to pass on to you as elite goaltenders. Enjoy, and I hope that you enjoyed the message between whistle routines. Take care.